Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com, and we are on every Sunday with a lot of financial information and things you want to know about saving some money, so you need to stay tuned. You want to check us out also on our Facebook page, and that's the Money and Change / Financially Prepped page, and it's easy to get that information. All you have to do is just check it out. And we have videos there and other things. Also, with this show, all you need to do is go to YouTube or Rumble, RUMBLE.com. Check it out because we're on both of those, among others. But anyhow, those are the two main videos sites that we usually have here. So it's YouTube and Rumble. Wow, welcome, and I hope you had a very good Thanksgiving day, and you're recovering from all the food and all the football, and now you're ready to get past the big spending on Black Friday, and now it's going to be Cyber Monday, and you are going to be busy on the internet trying to buy things at a decent price. Well, what I've heard is that sometimes the decent price was actually raised prior to Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Playing some games sometimes. So anyhow, we'll get into that. But anyhow, welcome to Money and Change. And we're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. So you want to check out this show and others right here on the Trim Radio Network. Wow, what is going on? A lot. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of stuff going on. But first, you know, we always have to talk about Trim Radio. Because if I don't, maybe the boss will get angry. I don't know. Well, anyhow, we have our founder, Michael Bejas. He's responsible for all the overall vision and mission and leadership of the whole shebang here. And then we have Roscala Stephanie, the Chief Operating Officer and responsible for the day-to-day operational management. He's also a computer whiz. And then there's me, and I guess I'm the Chief Relationship, if I could pronounce it tonight, Chief Relationship Officer. And I guess I'm responsible for building and maintaining the foundational trust. We cut the bull and we serve the truth. That's our motto and that's what we're sticking to. Anyhow, we also have Victoria Smith, who's the chief chief marketing officer. Yeah, she's in charge for all of the marketing activities, the brand development, the audience growth, and creator and acquisition strategies. Oh, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you what, if you need any marketing suggestions and strategies, you check with Victoria Smith. Why? Because she's an expert. She's fantastic. She really is. So you want to check out her show right here on the Trim Radio Network. Speaking of shows, hey, these are the shows that we've got. Money and Change every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We've got Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. And that's Wednesday at 7 p.m. We have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And that's going to be Wednesday at 8 p.m. And then we have the Natural Marketer Podcast, and that's on Thursdays. That's with Victoria Smith. We also have Offsides College Football Top 25. So you want to check that out. That's with Michael Bejas and friends. We have the Positude Podcast. That's every Friday at 8 p.m. And then on Saturdays, we have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend. And that's at 1 p.m. And Ranch It Up with Ticker and Beck. And that's going to be at Saturday at 1:30. But then during the night, we have the Red Pill Reality Show. And that's with Rascal Stefan. It starts at 9 p.m. and goes until midnight. You need to check that show out. He has a lot of guests that he brings on. They talk about a lot of different things. And I'll tell you what, it's a good show. I've been on it before. I listen to it regularly. And it's great. And also, you notice we have three blanks here. And you can put your own show with trimradio.com. It's very easy to do. All you have to do is ask. Go to the contact us page site, and we'll go to that shortly. And you click on that and you say, let's see, I want to send an email. So I want to send an email to info@trimradio.com. And you put in your name, your cell phone, your email address, your regular phone where you want to be contacted, and say, hey, I want to do my own show. And this is what I want to talk about. Do you have an availability to do it? Let's talk and send it. Somebody will be right with you and we'll get your show set up. Matter of fact, we have one coming up and I believe I'm going to interview her on Wednesday for My World. So you want to stay tuned for My World with Dora because she's going to have a show. I believe it's going to be Friday evenings. Or Friday afternoons. But we'll find out more this coming Wednesday, right on My World at 8 p.m. So if you have your shows, let us know. We'll get you set up and you can fill up any one of these three spaces and we'll gladly add more because we want to build the network. And that's all we want to do. We want to serve the truth and cut the bull and hopefully entertain you. As well as inform you. So that's what we're about. Okay. So you can check us out and check out all the new shows. Wow. How can you support us? It's easy. All you have to do is either donate or buy the merchandise or advertise. And if you want to advertise with us, get a hold of Victoria Smith at info@trimradio.com. But buy the merchandise. We've got some stuff for you. And, you know, we have different things, different times, different seasons. But we've got the t-shirts. We've got the hats. We've got the Life Walk with Christ mug with no front on it. Maybe it's a morphing mug. I don't know. Something's missing in the center of it. We have the Money and Change t-shirt, short sleeve, unisex t-shirt. Yeah, and we've also got our mug. It's an insulated travel mug. It's a good one. It really is. Keeps hot stuff hot and cold stuff cold. We've got the ceramic mug. We've got the side picture of the College Football Top 25 Premium Piqué polo shirt. Boy, that's a slim person, isn't it? And we've also got Offsides College Football, the Top 25 t-shirts. And then we go on to the next page. If we can get it to go, come on. There we go. Get the moving squares. We've got black glossy mugs. We've got all kinds of stuff. More t-shirts, more mouse pads, you name it. We've got it. Oh, and if you have AirPods, and you need to keep them protected, we've got the case for you. It's a Trim Radio rubber case. You supply the AirPods, and you can purchase the case, okay? And so we've got a lot of stuff we can get to you as merchandise. But all that merchandise money that comes in goes for paying for airtime. So the money we personally get to the trimradio.com station automatically goes into airtime because airtime isn't cheap. So support us. keep us on the air. We're worldwide. You can get your advertising or your messages out worldwide because we're everywhere. I've got listeners in Burma, which is now called Myanmar, and also India, Africa, North America. I don't have anybody in Iceland, though. So if you know anybody in Iceland that wants to listen to the show, that's fine because they speak very good English there. Matter of fact, sometimes it's better than ours. So you want to check it out. And like I said, we're all over because we're worldwide. And we do have archives. And if you wanted to check the archives, you go to the channel and they're in the vault. That's important. They're in the vault. Now, remember I said something about contacting us? Okay, over here, all the way to the right, you click on Contact Us. And those little squares should pop up pretty soon, if I can get it to go. It doesn't want to do anything right now for some reason. But there we go. You know, I've noticed the internet lately is misbehaving. And weird things are happening on Facebook and in other areas of the internet. Whether or not it's YouTube or Rumble or whatever, some weird things are happening. Well, anyhow, you know, we're located in Irmo, South Carolina. And I'll tell you what. I told you we go to every digital corner of the USA. We're also worldwide, but check us out. And where's Irmo? Well, it's not too far from Columbia, South Carolina. It's a real nice area, too. And you can support us. You can call us. And it's 1-803-303-8667. That's 1-803-303-8667. We can do text or voice. Also, we have an email address, info@trimradio.com. You drop us a line, okay? And our office is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Not like we like to sleep in, but I'll tell you what. We're open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's when people are available to take your calls. So you want to do it. 803-303-8667. So check us out. Well, we've got Money and Change. We've got a Facebook page. It's groups/Money and Change. And it's easy to join. Just get a hold of us at info@trimradio.com and say, hey, I want to join Stu's page. It's easy to do. We'll go ahead and send you an invite. What do we do on that web page? Well, we post different things. Like, for example, tonight, all you have to do is go down to the content section or the comment section. I'll get my, you know, the air in the wintertime gets very dry around here, even though I have humidifiers running. And sometimes I have to drink very filtered water. Run through a Berkey water filtration system. Takes out all kinds of stuff out of the water. But I have to do that. Just for some reason, the air here is just dry. Well, anyhow, guys, click on the comment section. You do that, and all of the stories that we're going to talk about are going to be listed there. Now, if there's any chance that we don't get to cover them all, you can go right to our Facebook page, Money and Change/Financially Prepped, and guess what? You can see those. And that's done every week. And you can go to the back editions. Now, so what are the videos? Oh, we've got 6 months. That's Rachel. And I'll tell you what, she's talking about the economy. And the way she thinks things are going to go. And I follow different people every week because they're talking about the economy. They're talking about boots on the ground and people purchasing items or troubles in factories and so forth. So I get a little bit of the skinny. Also, below the poverty line, don't let low food prices go to waste. And that happens to be Amber Stork. That video is a good one, so you want to check up on that one. Okay, she's on YouTube, and she's been there quite a while. Also, we have the Rogue Prepper, and she's talking about blackout meals, zero cooking. 7 days of emergency no cook meals for urban survival. Oh, and here's a replay of the Money and Change show from last week. You can click on that. And there you go. That's why we have our Facebook page, and a lot of information is there. Okay. So you want to check us out, Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Wow. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. We've got a big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. We'll be talking about them in a little bit. We've got Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Oh, we've got the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista, and they're talking about a little bit about survival. Oh, we've got the Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove with Danny and Wanda King. We've got the Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. I've known Dave for, it's going to be 16 years. And he has boots on the ground. He talks about prepping. He talks about the economy, ways to save money. Hey, he's a good guy. I've known him. Trust me, he's a good guy. Also, we have the Patriot Nurse with Rachel. Fantastic person. Has had a lot of experience in hospital work, nursing work. She's smart, but she talks about herbal remedies too. And she talks about the economy and things as she sees them or perceives them. And she's dead on when she sees things and she understands what's going on here. Also, we have the Prepper Princess with Amber Stork, self-made millionaire. So you have to check her out on YouTube. And we've got the LDS Prepper, David Gilmore. He's done over 700 videos on growing things, doing things, and GMRS radios. This is an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771 antenna. And I'll tell you what, with this thing, that's 771G antenna for GMRS, I paid $35 for a license from the FCC. It's good for 10 years. I think I've renewed it a couple of times. But I'll tell you what, it's good for 10 years. And you don't take a test. You just have to abide by the rules. And anybody in your family can use the radio. Not so with a ham radio, but with the GMRS radio, yes, it can be done. With this radio, I can talk 35 miles to a repeater and get out 90 miles beyond that. And you say, well, what can you use them for? Well, if the power goes out, cell phone towers go out, the internet goes out, hey, these things come in handy. Because when the cell phone towers go out, your cell phones aren't going to work. These will. Just keep them charged. Okay? It's easy to do. That way you keep in touch with all your relatives. Now, the latest little goodie I have here, I just purchased it. A friend of mine suggested I get a Baofeng Mini. Look at that tiny thing. Yeah, I can do the same thing with this as I can with my bigger Ocean 935G Plus. So I got one to try, and I'm going to give it a try and see how it works. And we just finished doing the programming on it today. And so this next week, I'm going to work and see how it goes. And it even talks to you. It's amazing. And I can listen to aircraft on this too if I want. Can't talk to them, but I can listen. Okay. Wow. A new toy. Anyhow, electric toys. I just love them. Well, what's going on? Hopefully you got past Turkey Day. And I don't know about you, but a lot of people like to run out the next morning at maybe 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning and stand in line at the stores to get the best possible deals. They open the doors. Everybody rushes in, rummages through everything that's neatly put up, practically leaving a mess, try to get the best deal. They try to do all their Christmas shopping in one fell swoop. And then they run home and collapse. And then they have the weekend to kind of chill out. And then on Monday, which is Cyber Monday, they're at the computer and they are ordering things online. And everybody notices that the internet slows down for some reason because everybody's using it, trying to get the best deal possible. Now, in some cases, yeah, you would find decent deals on GMRS radios through Amazon. And it's great. I mean, you could probably save maybe 10% or maybe up to 19%. For example, I was looking for another type of radio that this friend of mine recommended, and it was a Baofeng 32, UVR 32, I believe is what it was. And it was $39 and it was marked down from $45 on Amazon. I thought, okay, that's fine, but I've got all these radios. I mean, you can only use one at a time. Well, one in each hand, I guess. But he really likes all these different radios. He's got a bunch. I have a few, but I don't have the toys that he has, okay? But he's good at programming things, and that's what he helped me with today before the show. But you look for good sales on things, and some people are going to say, well, how soon can I get it online? Well, if you have Amazon Prime, it's 2 to 3 days. In some cases, if they have to go overseas to get it, it might take you a week. Is that better than standing in line at the store? Could be. I don't know. It's up to you. But hopefully, you spend your money wisely and you've budgeted your money because you don't want to just go out and just blow a whole bunch of money. And then say, hey, I forgot to get food this week. Or, gee, I have a car payment. I have to skip it because I spent it all on Christmas presents. Or, oh, gee, I'm going to get a heck of a bill because I used plastic to buy everything. And I bought my food on plastic. And now I've got interest to pay because I can't afford to do what I did, even though I'm going to pay it off over time. It gets scary right now. So budget your money wisely. Remember this, throughout the year, pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Set up an emergency fund. Buy some long-term food, whether it's freeze-dried, canned, whatever. Make sure that you have that on hand in case there's an emergency and you need it. Make sure you can purify and store water. And that's why I have my Berkey filtration system. All you do is just take tap water and you dump it in the top of the tank. It filters it out, takes the fluoride out, and you have good drinking water at the bottom. Open up the spigot and you've got good drinking water. Trust me, it is good. It takes all of the taste out of it that normally municipal water systems have in it. Okay, it does work. But you purify your water, you store the water, you make sure you have your medicines in case there's an emergency and you can't go to the grocery store. Make sure you have your medicines, make sure you have a good medical kit, make sure you have blue tarps for your roof in case you get a leak, or the blue tarps can be used to cover things or even cover you. You could actually make a really nice tent out of that. Something to think about, guys. Make sure that you have plenty of batteries. Make sure you have plenty of blankets. And you're saying, well, God, he's a prepper. He's a prepper. Kind of, sort of. I don't like to be caught without certain things, okay? I like to have money to pay bills. I like to have money to purchase food, things like that. I never put things on credit card. You know why? Because my house is paid off, my car is paid off, I deal strictly in cash, and if I have to use a credit card, I pay it off very quickly. I don't pay interest. And that saves me a lot of money, okay? That's my mantra that I give out every show. Believe me, it works. I'm not a Dave Ramsey, but I have enough money to do what I want to do and a little bit more. Okay, so you can do the same thing. Okay, check us out at Money and Change / Financially Prepped and listen to the show. What else is going on? Oh yeah, I've got a video for you. Let's see if I can get this darn thing to go, because I set it up and it runs. And
Bob wrote the backdrop here.
There we go.
I'm encouraged to see your estimates that you're still looking for growth in jobs next year, not declines. And what do you think is going to sort of support that job growth?
Yeah, so our view is that you'll see a bit of a pickup, and specifically in the cyclical areas of the economy. So retail, finance, leisure, manufacturing could get a little bit better. So the areas that have gotten hurt this year, largely because of economic uncertainty and the slowdown that we've seen this year, if we just see a bottoming in growth and activity picking up a bit, our assumptions are that you'll see a pickup in a lot of those areas of hiring as well. So we're looking for job growth to average around 80,000 for 2026. That compares to the recent average that's closer to 70,000, if not 60,000 if you shorten the window. So our assumptions are that you'll see just a bit of a better hiring backdrop kind of across the board. This year you've gotten a big slowdown, partially because of immigration, partially because of AI, and then the big reason and the most important reason has just been the broad economic slowdown. And those headwinds will turn to marginal tailwinds next year.
What do you think?
Oops, that's going to be the next one, but we're not going to talk about that one yet. Oh, yeah. Democrats sue after Trump cuts SNAP benefits for alien migrants or illegal alien migrants. This article popped up as of Saturday, and I thought it would be important to talk about that, because aren't SNAP benefits supposed to be for American citizens? Think about it. Anyhow, it came out in Zero Hedge. It said it was one of those key debates that led to the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. The Trump administration wanted to close the loopholes that allowed non-citizens access to government subsidies like ACA, the Affordable Care Act, health care, and free food through SNAP. And the Democrats claim that illegal migrants don't have access to such programs. Well, in other countries, they wouldn't be subject to getting any of their benefits. The only thing that they would get is emergency health care for emergencies only. Other than that, you have problems. And, you would get maybe emergency food if you were in the country and going to be deported. They don't feed you long term. And so anyhow, this article is talking about it, and you can check it in our comment section. But they're saying Democrats, however, categorize asylum seekers as residing in the U.S. legally, and they're not. You have to have a visa to do that. And even then, there are strings attached to that visa. So you can read the full article. It's posted on our Facebook page, Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Wow, what is unaffordable? Richard Lyons and American Greatness came up with this. It said a new Democrat Party appeal to the public these days is that the failure of a free enterprise system has made America unaffordable, and that all Americans need government help. This sort of emergency plea to the public has been made before. Well, back in the early days of the founding of America, people worked. And they were self-reliant. They didn't rely on government to do everything. And a lot of people say, well, no, the government has to do everything. Well, then they tell you exactly what you need to do, how you need to do it, and when you need to do it. And a lot of people just don't want that. And it's one of those things that government keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger because people want help. And why? Because they're lazy. They don't want to work. That's my own personal opinion. Now, there's some people with disabilities that have problems and they can be taken care of. But the rest of them need to work. And you take a look at your energy bills. You know, when you're doing energy, your household electricity, how about your natural gas? Why is it high? Well, my electricity bill's been high because I keep the house 80 degrees in the wintertime. And I keep it 65 degrees in the summertime. Well, you need to change your motive of operation, okay? Be reasonable. Keep it at 70. I know the government one time said 68 degrees. 68 degrees isn't going to cut it. Keep it 70 and keep humidity in the house. Don't use a lot of electricity. If you're in a house and you've got 8 rooms, make sure that if you're the only one there, turn off the rest of the lights. You don't need all the lights running, and they better be LED lights so you can save on electricity. You need to do that. Well, according to the article, it says, in order to make housing more affordable in the early 2000s, Fannie and Freddie Mac, and we've talked about those guys before, the U.S. government mortgage guarantee companies began pressuring mortgage lenders to widen their rules for mortgage lending to even include ninja loans. No income, no job, no problem. For purchasing real estate properties. And then Fannie and Freddie married that expansion with marketing adjustable rate mortgages, which would float according to Federal Reserve rates. Well, the outcome was that the real estate and stock market crash happened in 2008. And since then, between 2009 and 16, the Fed rate was kept arbitrarily low at 0.75%, which inflated real estate prices from 2020 to 2022. And the Fed rate was pushed down again to 0.25%. And with the result of further increasing the average home price from $220,900 in 2010 to $420,000 in 2024. You see what happens when the government gets involved? They could mess up a one-car funeral. And that's what's happened. And the figures show it. Well, during the Obama presidency, there was a grand push to make university education more affordable. And that is when the whole student loan industry was taken over by the federal government. In 2010, the total U.S. student loan debt was $772 billion. And today, the total debt is over $1.75 trillion. Do we see a pattern here? Think about it. The average student graduation today is basically $30,000 in debt. I know when I graduated, everything was paid off except for $6,000, and I paid that off on a private loan. And I went to an expensive school, actually two of them. The average price of a university education has risen from $20,000 in 2010 to over $31,000 per year today, or 59% higher since the Democrats took over the U.S. university financing system. Well, in the mid-1960s, the Democrats dominated Washington, D.C., and as a part of the Great Society, Lyndon Baines Johnson, they decided to make health care more affordable. Right. And with that, Medicare was created at an additional cost of $3 billion in 1967. And since 1967, the cost of Medicaid has increased 370 times to an annual cost to the taxpayer of $1.12 trillion per year. Government gets involved, the prices go out of sight. You can read the rest of the story at moneyandchange/financiallyprep because that link is there. And believe me, we're paying all these high prices basically for government intervention. Gee, where did I learn that? Maybe it was econ at the University of Findlay. Yep, the University of Findlay, and you thought I wasn't going to talk about them. Gee whiz, University of Findlay, check them out, located in Findlay, Ohio. It's a great place to go to school. 12 to 1 student to faculty ratio. Small classes, and that comes in handy. 4,700 plus students on campus. Day classes, night classes, internet classes, They've got students and they've got them covered. They've got them helped. They want to see you graduate. They want to see you learn and grow. The students are from 40 states, 41 countries. The University of Findlay is among Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges, according to Money Magazine, and Best Midwestern College 2025, the Princeton Review. Okay, that's a classy review there. Also, best congresses, colleges in America, and that's 2024. Money Magazine. Oh, here comes that water again. The mouth gets so dry in this weather. But I'll tell you what, you can choose your future at the University of Findlay. Check them out, www.findlay.edu. They've got 85 plus undergraduate majors. They've got 11 master's and 5 doctoral degrees. You can go online for some of the classes. Some you have to appear in class all the time, some part-time. Okay, a lot of different stuff going on there. Hey, football season was good, and they lost in the their regional tournament and to Minnesota State University, okay? And stuff like that happens, you know? But it's Division II NCAA football. Now it's basketball season, and the guys in the basketball team are doing well. So far, they are undefeated. They're rated 19th in the country. And you can see a little bit of the action there. And that's at Niekamp Arena on the campus of the University of Findlay. And I'll tell you what, it's exciting basketball. It really is. And it's not slow-paced. It's something to see. And I like to go there several times during the season to watch them play basketball because they do an excellent job at what they do. And it can be an exciting time right down to the last minute. And I've seen that. But anyhow, that's the University of Findlay, and they're coached by a very good coach right there, Charlie Ernst. And he's good. He's been there 20-some years. He's an excellent coach. He was there as the assistant coach when they were 36-0. Perfect season. National champs. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, we've got another video for you. Here we go. If I get
Energy shares tips on how to save money on your electric bill this winter. So first of all, set that thermostat lower than what it is now. It can save you between 3% and 5%. Turn your water heater down to 120 degrees. Insulate and caulk around the house to keep the heat inside. Replace incandescent lights for LED ones. Not only will LED lights save you money, but they last longer. Rick Berger is the district manager for Duke Energy, and he says to call the company if you find yourself struggling to pay. Berger says they can work with you to set up a payment plan.
We're here to work with you. We know times are troubling, challenging, but work with us before you really get to that finish line of really being in trouble. because you get there and you get disconnected, then you're going to have a disconnect notice, and then you'll have a bill to settle up. Work with us before you get there, and our customer service center is there to work with you, help you.
Amberger also says the Duke Energy app can alert you if your energy usage is getting high. For more tips and programs available, you can go to our website, mywabashvalley.com.
Hey! See, I'd tell you how to save some money, and I did. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, Scott Besson. I'll tell you what, you have to check this one out. Scott Besson is working to cut off federal benefits to illegal aliens and preserve them for U.S. citizens. And the Treasury announced that it will issue proposed regulations clarifying that the refunded portions of certain individual income tax benefits are no longer available to illegal and often other non-qualified aliens covering the earned income tax credit, the additional child tax credit, and the American Opportunity Tax Credit, plus the Savers Match Credit. They're going to start tightening things up. And the money will go to the U.S. citizens. You can read the rest of the article because it's right there on our Facebook page. Whoa! Christmas shopping, how to financially prepare for Christmas. Listen to this one.
Christmas is nearly here. I know that Christmas can be one of the most magical times of the year, but it can also be one of the most stressful times financially. Whether it's gifts, decorations, food, or those unexpected expenses that pop up, it can be easy to feel overwhelmed if you don't plan ahead. In today's video, I'll be sharing with you my top tips on how you can financially prepare for Christmas and avoid overspending, stay within your budget, and have a really magical holiday season. As always, feel free to skip around the timestamps to save time. Let's get into it. First up, let's talk about saving. One of the best ways to avoid financial stress during Christmas is to start early with a savings plan. What I personally do is set up a separate bank account for Christmas savings, and that is all that gets saved in there is just money allocated for Christmas. You can decide how much you want to save overall and then break it down into manageable amounts that you can put aside each week. Even if it's just $20 a week, that can add up over time and give you a nice buffer for your holiday spending. For those of you who are like me and have already been saving throughout the year, you're ahead of the game. But if not, it's never too late to get started. Start today and you'll thank yourself when Christmas rolls around and you have a little cushion for your holiday spending. Once you've started your savings, the next step is to create a Christmas budget. Now, this is such a crucial step if you want to avoid overspending. What I personally like to do is write down different categories on where I want to spend my money for Christmas. So, for example, this is gifts, food, decorations, any holiday outings or occasions that we have coming up, and then also making sure we've got money aside for any gift wrapping or postage of any holiday gifts. Once you've got your categories mapped out, you can then allocate an amount of money to each category. The key here is to make sure that you're being realistic with your budget. It can be very easy to underestimate how much you're going to need for each category. Something else that I personally like to do is just give myself a little buffer or cushion in each category so there is a little bit of wiggle room if needed. But most importantly, you need to stick to your budget. If you've set yourself a limit for gifts, make sure you try and stick to that limit. It might feel hard at first, but remember, the point of this is to make sure that you're not going to put yourself under any unnecessary financial strain over Christmas. Let's move on to gift giving, which can sometimes be the biggest expense that families face. My number one tip here is to plan your gifts early. Make yourself a list of everybody that you'd like to buy for and then set a budget for each person. This will help you to avoid any impulse buys or last minute spending sprees. I personally like to start shopping early and make the most of these sale days so that I can get good bargains and get my Christmas shopping out of the way early. Another tip here is to consider alternative gifts. This could be things like handmade gifts or even giving experience gifts. These can actually be a bit more meaningful and also save you money than traditional store-bought gifts. They add a nice little personal touch that can make Christmas just feel a little bit more special. Something that we do like to do in our family is do some Christmas baking and then gift this baking to our neighbors and friends. Now, I know it can be really tempting if you have a credit card to put all your Christmas expenses on a credit card and then think that you'll deal with it later. If you can, I really recommend avoiding relying on credit cards for your holiday expenses. By all means, put things on your credit card, but only if you've got money that you can transfer across and pay it off immediately with. Christmas is such a short season and you don't want to be starting off the new year with a bunch of debt. In my experience, in my line of work as a mortgage advisor, I see a lot of people come through early January, mid-January, early Feb, and they've racked up a bunch of holiday debt that they then need to look to consolidate. If you are going to use a credit card, make sure that you try to keep track of the spending that you're doing on it. Make sure that you've got a plan in place to pay it off quickly. High interest rates on credit cards can make holiday spending much more expensive in the long run if you can't pay it off. Instead, try to stick to your cash or your savings for your holiday expenses. Only use your credit card if you've got a clear strategy to pay it off quickly. As the holiday season progresses, it's important that you keep track of your spending. It's so easy to go a little bit over budget here and there, spend a little bit more here, a little bit more there, and lose track of it. All of those little expenses can add up really quickly. What I like to personally do is just check in with my budget every week on what I plan to spend and what I'd actually spent. This way I can look to adjust things if necessary and I won't be shocked when I look at my bank account at the end of December. I personally like to just use an Excel spreadsheet, but if you prefer to use digital tools, there's lots of apps and technology out there that can help you track your spending. Another thing to keep in mind as you prepare financially for Christmas is to be aware of those hidden expenses that can sneak up on you. Things like holiday parties, Secret Santa, or even buying food and drink when you're out for Christmas lunch or dinners, they can really add up. These little things can also get overlooked when you're setting your budget for Christmas time. So something that I like to do for this and to make sure it's covered is to add in a little buffer for unexpected expenses. I usually just call this miscellaneous Christmas spending. This category just helps me cover any of those little costs that are unexpected and can pop up so that I have a buffer there and I'm prepared for anything. Finally, I just want to remind you to prioritize what actually matters during Christmas time. It's so easy to get caught up in the commercial side of Christmas and lose sight of what actually matters. At the end of the day, it's not about how much you spend. It's about the time that you spend with loved ones and the memories that you make. If your budget is tight, that's okay. Focus on the things that bring the most joy to your family. Maybe that's spending time together, starting some new traditions, or just soaking up those little moments of the holiday season. Remember, it's not about having the most gifts under the tree. It's about the love, connection, and gratitude that we feel during this special time of the year.
Yep, and that's the way it is. Don't overspend. And if you're going to put things on that little plastic charge card, make sure that you pay them off. And I would suggest in two payments. If you can do it. All it's two payments. That's it. And if you watch how you spend, everything will go fine. Oh, hey, Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. I had that on here. And where did it go? It disappeared. Oh, but we do have to talk about Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks, because if you need pens for Christmas, you can get a hold of Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And he does more than do pens and blanks. The blanks are the center point of the pen. He does make some beautiful pens. Michael Bejas and I both have them. They are fantastic. Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks on Facebook. Check them out. Hey, what's going on with the economy? Artificial intelligence. What's that going to do to the economy? That's the big question that I have. Because it demands a lot of water to cool it. It demands a lot of electricity to run it. And are our own costs going to go up per household? It has so far in the areas that they've done it. So do you really want data centers? We have an argument where I live, and it's going to be a big one. And it's just like other people are having. It's the increased water usage and the increased electricity is going to drive costs up and up and up. And when they say, well, it'll provide jobs, the center that we're proposing to have is only going to give 50 jobs. Do we really need artificial intelligence? Why can't we be intelligent ourselves? Right? Oh, what else was going on? I read an article about Volkswagen is going to have some of the cars made in China to make them cheaper for people so they can afford them. Well, I don't know about Chinese cars other than they do sell them over in Russia. Are they any good? I don't know. I've never driven one. They kind of look neat from the ones I've seen, but I can't say anything about how they run, how long they last, you know, or they're disposable, whatever. Oh, where are we with the debt clock? Check out the U.S. debt clock. Right now, we're at $38,351,536,000,000 and flying. Matter of fact, we'll be to 537 right there. And the debt per citizen is $111,502. Do you have that handy to pay that off? How about the debt per taxpayer is $329,022. That's a lot of money. Do you have that? We better tell the politicians to stop spending. Slow it down. Hey, if you do have any extra change and you want to hedge against a calamity, you might want to put it in precious metals. Right now, gold is $4,234.40 an ounce. And boy, it's gone up $62.50 as we have spoken. Silver is at $56.65 an ounce. It's gone up $3. That's poor man's gold is silver. And I'll tell you what, when I started buying some silver, it was like $15.80 an ounce. And look at it now. It's pretty valuable, doesn't it? How about platinum at $1,680.40? I remember when platinum way outpriced gold. Palladium, that's used in manufacturing. But anyhow, you know, if you pay down your debt, put some money aside and all this kind of stuff to save money and to prepare for rough times, and they're saying that it's going to happen in 2026. Everybody's got a line. Nobody knows the date or the time that it's going to happen. So you need to prepare. You know, buy that long-term food, pay down your debt, put some money aside, build that emergency fund up. Might want to keep some cash at home in case the banks suddenly close. Make sure you have your long-term food, your water prepped. You've got a good first aid kit. You've got your medications that you need to have. Make sure you've got those blue tarps. You've got blankets. You've got batteries, extra batteries for all the lights that you need, okay? And if you can get a solar panel here and there to charge one of the solar battery chargers, that's fine too. Make sure you have enough gasoline stored safely, okay? You want to make sure you do that. Always keep your tank full. That's my philosophy. You know, if it gets down to 3/4 full, I fill it right back up and make sure I do that. I make sure that my snowblower is filled with fresh gas because it's going to snow here in Ohio and I have to clear off my driveway and sidewalk and everything else. So I make sure that that's working and up to snuff. You know, your lawnmowers, make sure they're gassed up and everything. You know, you have to be prepared. If you're not prepared, who's going to help you? It's not going to be the federal government and the social agencies and churches can only help so many. And then they just totally shut down. And right now, food banks in Cincinnati and Dayton, Ohio are hurting for more food. In some cases, the clothing is needed. And so you want to support the Vietnam Veterans of America because they come around and they collect the used clothing that you no longer fit or you don't want. And somebody else can get some use out of it. And so, hey, it's wintertime. Donate some stocking caps and gloves and coats if you have them. okay? And do that, and it'll help people out. Donate food to the food banks. Make up kits. You could take and fill plastic bags or paper bags, paper bags with food, toothpaste, toothbrushes, juice, whatever, and take them to a new needy family at maybe the Salvation Army. You want to check that out and help people out. Wow, that's a lot of stuff that we covered, and hopefully you got some information out of the videos. And that's why they are located in the comment section on our Facebook page. And so you can cover all that stuff. Now, I'll tell you what. Next Sunday, I've got a concert. And that's going to be at 7 o'clock. And that's when the show starts. I cannot pre-record the show. So, next week, you can go to the archives and look at one of the past shows on our Facebook page because it'll be listed there. You can go back and check those out. Check out the information that was posted there. And I believe this goes back, 6 months or so. So you can check all this stuff out and hopefully save you some money. Just don't go out there and spend, and get broke in the process. Spend wisely. Make sure that you set up an emergency fund because you need that emergency fund. What happens if the car breaks down? You need a transmission. You need a new set of tires. And you've spent all your money on Christmas. And your credit cards are loaded to the max. You don't have any more credit. You get into a financial situation. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to help you. Save money and spend it wisely. Okay. Anyhow, guys, that's all I've got this week. Have a good week. Save your money. Spend wisely. And catch us out on My World on Wednesday at 8 p.m. because we'll have Dora here to talk about her new show. And it's a good one. So you want to check it out. And with that, guys, I'll tell you what, that's all I've got. And what we need to do is get out of here, because if we don't, we'll have problems, right? Have a good week, okay? Save your money and spend wisely. See you.